Ezekiel Elliott. And he's got an opening. Elliott off to the races. Can they catch him? No, they can't. Touchdown.
Tie a three will win it. Sylvester for three. Oh! Oh! With 5.1 to go.
Here's Fields with time in the end zone.
A single season record of 14 set by Vernon Golston in 2000.
8 seconds to go. Kraft with Paolo defending. Now a switch off. He's got Niang on him with three. He better hurry. Puts up the shot. And he hits it with 0.2 seconds to go. Wow.
Inbounds Turner, left side of the backboard. Turner crossed the timeline, throws it from high on the right.
He hit it just inside of half court.
They go for the ball game. Touchdown, Michael Jenkins on 4th and 1. Would you believe it? Craig Krenzel strikes with 1.5 minutes left. Holy Buckeye.
This is the Bunch of Nuts podcast featuring Dan Smith and Big Cass. Let's get nutty.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Bunch of Nuts podcast. I'm Dan, here with Big Cass, and making his debut on the Bunch of Nuts podcast is Mitchell Schneibly. Great to have you, Mitch. Mitch is a good friend of mine.
It's an honor and a privilege to be here.
He's rocking the Mark Titus jersey, and it is 9:12 p.m. We still have a freaking decision from the Big Ten. I don't know if we're going to get it in the middle of this. I don't know if we're going to get it tomorrow. I don't know if we're going to get it ever. But here we are. The saga continues. Yes. We put off recording for a whole week thinking it was going to hit either Thursday or Friday. And here we are, Tuesday night. Everyone's saying it's going to happen. We're just waiting when.
I was about to play Cool in the Gang celebration too. And I mean, but I can't now because we don't have an answer. Kevin Warren, where the hell are you, man?
So I saw today he's going to be delivering a keynote speech. So if this is not the most fire speech of all time, I don't know, because like this man, he hasn't been doing anything. Captain. So this speech better be like amazing. Yeah.
If it was anything like his explanation of Big Ten football, then we're a treat.
I mean, I just scrolling through Facebook and Twitter, every media outlet that's here in Ohio and Michigan that's around is reporting that there's going to be a season starting October 17th. And the thing that's holding it back is the Wisconsin chancellor is basically saying we're in for it all and it's not a school by school thing. And they're waiting on COVID testing, and I get it. You got to get all the protocols the same. And the thing it is, where's the NCAA needs to step up to. And I think this is a sign of things coming within the next 5 years, that the Power Five conference is going to be a mass of 14 to 16 team conferences. And you're going to see the NCAA have its own. It's going to be its own league, basically. And that's where I see it.
I think we're going to see the Sun Belt win a championship in the next 5 years, the way this is going.
Dude, the Sun Belt right now, the Sun Belt could get a team in a college football playoff.
App State, Appalachian State, until the Buckeyes play. This is an Appalachian State podcast.
Well, they didn't beat a Power Five conference. So you got to, I'm going all in on the Raging Cajuns of Louisiana if the Big Ten doesn't.
Ooh, ULL.
They're the only team in the Sun Belt that beat a ranked opponent, so they got a lock, man. They got a lock because Cincinnati ain't going to play a ranked opponent.
Oh, man. Just the sheer thought of Cincinnati Bearcat football happening while my beloved Buckeyes have to stay at home is – I can't do it. It hurts too much.
It hurts.
I think and what's ridiculous about this whole thing, there's a couple things ridiculous. First is the fact that Ohio State, all the Big Ten teams are completely knocked out of the AP poll. I don't know how that's going to work if
they,
we do
play. Put them back. They have to put them back. Yeah.
But, like, are they – we better be back at number two. Like, it would be such BS if we get knocked down to, like, 20.
I can definitely see them if they release all the Buckeyes debuting at least within the top five.
They'd have
If they're not top four, I'm rioting.
But like, I believe them in Wisconsin, knowing that, you know, Penn State, you know, a lot of players opted out. Plus, I just read a report today, four players from Penn State got busted for marijuana charges, and you know that could hurt Penn State even more. The only two schools I could see getting in the top 10 is Wisconsin and Ohio State.
Yeah, I feel like Wisconsin, because they do the same thing every year. They just run the ball, play good, have a good line. I feel like this is the year where, like, they could do good at that, because it's like such a
may have a back that goes for 1,600 yards.
Exactly.
And have the most common name too. Like, you know, you had Jonathan Taylor. That next year probably be like Ryan Smith or something like that. But all in all, when they come back, Ohio State wins the Big Ten title, they should give a fourth of that title to the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That definitely leave them more than 15% on the tip.
Yes.
We're leaving more than 50%. We need to go to in Dublin, they have like the corn, the field of corn in Dublin, Ohio. We just need to go there and saw off like one of those statues and just bring it down to the shoe and just be like, there you go, Nebraska.
Oh, man, Lord. It's
erect statues of Scott Frost.
And the thing is when Nebraska's president got interviewed after his hot mic incident, people just blowing it out of proportion. No, dude, you are voting. We know the vote. Everybody knows the vote. Every freaking media outlet, including Heather Dinich and her stupid face from ESPN, is reporting that the Big Ten's going to come back. She's like Tennessee Jeff's like if they ever meet in a dark alley, it's going to be bad.
We got to talk about
that. Did she need definite protection?
Yeah. We got to talk about Tennessee Jeff too. Our buddy Tennessee Jeff,
a legend of the game,
but you know, he caught himself in some hot water yesterday.
Bad hot water.
I haven't heard about this.
Look.
He disappointed me fiercely.
We weren't mad. We were just disappointed, Tennessee Jeff. What happened was, for those who didn't know, Sean Wade opted out. He's probably going to opt back in from what everyone's saying. Him and Wyatt Davis, and then sign with an agent.
Interesting loophole that I don't think is being talked about enough. It's like, unless those dudes have signed like massive endorsements like in the past week, like it's very conceivable that they could come back.
Well, it's not even like an official. All they do is a social media post. A social media post isn't like binding. But basically, Sean Wade opted out. Tennessee Jeff went on a Twitter rampage saying, "Sean Wade, you took the easy way out. Where have I had that before?"
He spelled his name wrong.
Oh yeah, out of your daddy's mouth at the rally. Sayonara, not a big loss. And he tweeted again, "Sean Wade, you took the easy way out. Where have I heard that before? Oh yeah, out of your dad's mouth at the rally. There you go, bitches." I've never seen a man get ratioed that hard. Randy Wade went to Twitter and killed him with some kindness. Randy took the high road and said, "Just wishes Tennessee Jeff."
I thought you were loyal.
We are loyal to Tennessee Jeff, but we also love Randy. It's like you can't pick between your two kids. And we were literally at the rally, and we were there when Randy came and like gave Tennessee Jeff the elbow dab. It's a new thing Ohio State fans do, and you know it. they look like best friends. And now he's on Twitter just freaking out at him. It's
man, how things can change.
People are becoming unhinged because of this.
As a Big Ten football brings out the crazy in all of us.
And Tennessee Jeff's the guy that always buys locker room, side, stadium, and seats. And I went to Big Ten championship. It was easy to point him out. Somebody made a good, valid point on Twitter. Every time something bad happens with the Buckeyes, whether it was Urban Meyer's suspension or this year with COVID, he always is like the first person in his lawn chair with a hoodie, with socks with slip-on sandals and cargo shorts and a cooler. Like, he's always the first one to be there. It's like
he's got it in a glass case at his house to break in case of emergency.
And then when everything comes together and is good again, he just comes in with a 32-inch sheet cake for the football team.
He's like the Marlins man of Buckeye Nation. Like, he's a legend. Like we love Tennessee Jeff.
Or I think I could hear any story about him and be like, yeah, this is probably true.
He's not built for Twitter. Like, some people are built for Twitter. I'm built for Twitter, but I'm not built for Facebook. Tennessee Jeff, he's built for Facebook, not for Twitter. That's all this.
He's a Facebook Live guru.
He's a five-tool Facebook player.
That guy. Five-tool Facebook player.
And what the sad thing is he spelled Sean Wade's name wrong.
E-A-D-E. There are a lot of grammar mistakes.
Old man, autocorrect can get us all sometimes.
He's just not built for Twitter.
Yeah.
And the fact that Mecca Don called him out, that tells you something. He went too far.
Another friend of the program. Our first ever interview, Mecca Don, TBT.
Elementary school with my cousin.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were telling me, yeah, last night too, kind of random. Mitch was telling us me last night while the Broncos are playing that he ran against the Broncos corner, the guy who picked off JT Barrett or whatever, right?
Yeah, Ojemudia is from the area I grew up in. And I can't remember if I ever directly ran against him in a race, but our teams definitely competed in meets, and he was there. And the funny thing about that guy, his brother Mario, one who broke JT Barrett's ankle in 2014. So the Ojemudia brothers got it out for JT.
One pick sixed him, the other broke his ankle. Oh, my gosh.
Adam Rittenberg came out 8:40 and tweeted, "The Big Ten presidents are punting the ball to each other on 4th and 1 from the 37-yard line. Very on brand." Pretty much sums it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you go first, Daniel.
I was just going to say, kind of moving on, just thinking about all the craziness, like how this is going to work. There's a couple of things I wanted to kind of bring up. Just one, the 8-game schedule. I think it's hilarious. One, that the 8-game schedule, Ohio State's only going to play 8 conference games potentially instead of 9 as usual, which is awesome for us. Like, it's about time. We're finally on that, like, SEC, like,
yeah,
that grind. But I cannot wait for the SEC fans to complain about that, especially when it comes to, like, playoff committee time and everything, because it's like, oh, you guys do that every year.
They play Chattanooga, like, on the second week in November.
Yeah. And this year they're going to have to play more conference games than usual, and they're going to try to blame us. But it shouldn't work like that, in my opinion, because if you complain, if you let it slide in years past, and then this year during a pandemic, you're going to try to throw that in, like, the Big Ten's face. That's just not going to fly.
No.
I think that
– glass houses, you see, glass houses.
I like the 8-game schedule. And I think Ohio State, regardless, just looking down the schedule, and I forget who tweeted it out, and I think we might have reshared it, but somebody said the reason why the holdup is who nobody wants to play Ohio State first. And I tend to agree that might be the thing. So here's what I say: if it comes down to it, and they say let's play, let's vote for it, and some teams are on the fence. like a Rutgers or a Maryland. How about Ohio State plays Rutgers and Maryland week one and two? Ohio State kicks the dog snot out of both of them, and they both opt out.
Like sacrifice.
Yeah, and they both opt out.
They opt out.
Yeah, Rutgers gets beat 70-7. I'll give them a late stupid touchdown. C.J. Stroud throws a pick six or something, you know, to Brandon White or something like that.
This is not make a wish though. This is the Big Ten.
Does the Rutgers cannon still get fired in a pandemic?
Ooh.
It better be those old guys. No, Rutgers game would be a home game.
Yeah,
maybe we just get our own cannon and Brutus can do it or something. Yeah. But if the Wisconsin said that teams could possibly opt out, okay, what's the holdup? If teams, you know, if you're going to vote and we get the nine teams, it's clearly what teams want to play. It's Ohio State, it's Penn State, it's Nebraska, it's Iowa. I believe that both Indiana schools want to play. That's seven. Yeah. Minnesota wants to play.
And now
Michigan State wants to play.
That's a little surprising because they were very firm in the.
I heard that from Carpenter this morning on the Morning Juice saying that both Michigan schools do want to play.
There's a very interesting situation at Michigan right now, like regarding their president, because he's getting roasted on all angles right now because his students are pissed at him because they don't think he's doing a good enough job reopening the school. And the football team's pissed at him because he's not communicating with them at all. And Jim Harbaugh, arguably the most important man, most influential man on the campus, isn't happy with him. He just doesn't have the political capital to like die on not playing football. He just wouldn't last.
And just so everyone knows, Mitch is from the state up north, so he has the scoop.
I mean.
I do have some boots on the ground in Ann Arbor.
He does. He has your sleeper cells.
I've worked up in Ann Arbor. I did the Fox 2017 Ohio State Michigan game. So, but yeah, I just with all the creepy tweets by each school with the players in the locker room shaking their, you know, being with the nervous twitches, it's an indication. Yes, it's going to happen. Make the announcement so we can go to bed tonight happy. Yeah.
Here's another thing, too. Why are people freaking out that, the Big Ten championship is going to be on December 19th?
The day before the
college football playoff announcement? That happens every year. It's nothing different. What?
Yeah, I don't know why people are freaking out. Oh, are we going to be eligible? Yes, we're going to be eligible. That's the only reason why the Big Ten is wanting to push it. And here's my thing.
They didn't care about it. They had to just punted it straight to the spring.
Yeah, exactly.
And here's my take. Okay, Ohio State is, to me, my personal opinion, guaranteed a playoff spot because one, their brand, they win the conference. They got $17 million just for going to the Fiesta Bowl last year in the playoffs. But guess what? They had to share that money and that revenue with all the other 13 schools. So, hence Rutgers, who that helps their, you know, facilities and all that stuff. Why aren't you pushing for the Big Ten to play? Because Ohio State is guaranteed to get you some money by going to the playoffs. And revenue share.
You get
a lot of money and just in revenue share by Ohio State or even whoever goes to the playoff. It doesn't have to be Ohio State, but yeah. Ohio State has the team to get there. Ohio State has the team to win the national championship.
Needless to say, Ohio State's not in the Big Ten Conference. Then the value of that TV deal with Fox drops exponentially.
Yeah.
And every team in the conference enjoys their slice of that fat TV pie money.
Without Ohio State, and I'll throw Penn State, Michigan, and that's probably about it. Without
Nebraska, we'll throw them in there.
Without those four schools,
they've earned it.
You take one of those schools out, the conference prestige goes to the ACC. You take two of those schools out, it's the Pac-12. You take three of them, it's the MAC. I swear it's the MAC. Unless it's Ohio State being the only team left in the Big Ten. Then it'd definitely be the ACC.
I was going to bring that up.
But if you take Ohio State out of the Big Ten by itself, it is the Pac. Them and the Pac-12 compete for the worst conference in Power Five.
The ACC outside of Clemson gets pretty spotty. Did you watch Florida State, Georgia State? That was
a rough one. That was like the best game of the weekend, other than the Raging Cajuns.
I mean, the Mountain West is more competitive than the ACC outside of Clemson. You take Clemson out of the ACC, and it's just a puke fest. Like it's terrible. Like
it's a bad conference.
It is.
I take the American Athletic over the ACC.
I'm literally just
in football. Clemson.
I am literally just without it. Refreshing Twitter constantly. My eyes are hurting.
When was the last time Clemson went into an ACC title game and you were like, "Oh, like this one's going to be awesome."
The closest one was when they played North Carolina, and they got screwed on that onside kick. And they had what was his name? The quarterback.
Mitch Trubisky.
Marquise Williams. Yes, it was a year before Mitch. Marquise Williams was—he was really good.
Yeah,
that was. Is that the year they lost to Pitt? Was that the year they lost to Pitt?
No. Maybe, but they were like 10-1, 10-2 going into that game.
Yeah, North Carolina and Clemson should have had a loss if your boy from high school didn't miss that kick.
That's unfortunate to bring up. I wish him well.
Let me tell you this. When's the last time Ohio State played a four loss team in the Big Ten title game? Never.
How many losses did Northwestern come in with?
They had three.
They had three? Okay.
Which, ironically, they lost to Duke that year, but and Stanford. So, but they only lost one Big Ten game, and that was to Michigan. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
So, I mean, Ohio State played – every time they played Wisconsin, Wisconsin was in the top 10.
Yeah.
And even Michigan State, when they lost, was in the top 10. So –
Penn State's always going to be a top 15 matchup.
Well, a Big Ten title game. I mean, if you compare the ACC title game and the Big Ten title game, it's no question.
And with the way PJ Fleck has things rowing up in Minnesota, we'll see how things end up there. But
they had a couple guys opt. They had their stud receiver opt out.
Yeah, they had a couple guys opt out.
They lost Winfield. I don't think they're going to be that good.
I want Iowa back. I want a rematch against Iowa.
No, I want Nebraska. Like I really do. Like I would love to play them.
Iowa. I don't. You got to get revenge
against Purdue.
We got to give Iowa or Purdue a receipt for that beating that they
did. I don't want to play. I don't want to play Nebraska in the Big Ten title game because that. I'd rather just play them in the regular season. So if we do beat them up, it won't be for a trophy. It'd just be we beat them and thank you for helping us get the Big Ten season back.
I think we deserve a true like tailgate with Nebraska. Like,
everyone just gets together. It's a sea of scarlet and what are they?
White.
I don't know.
Crimson, white.
No, they're red, like they're bright red.
Go big red.
The sea of red.
They're just red.
Yeah.
GBR.
I feel like that's rare for a college.
Anyways, but yeah, still no vote, which sucks here at 9:35. And
I'm refreshing furiously. I'm trying to get the scoop. I'm going to go on the Buck. I'm going on Buckeye Scoop right now. The message board.
In the meantime, a lot of Buckeyes played. Former Buckeyes played Sunday and Monday. All of them showed out, except for Michael Thomas, who now will miss several weeks with an ankle injury.
Ooh, that was my first-round draft pick.
Yeah, he is out for several weeks with a
– you just dropped a bomb on me, my friend.
ankle injury. Up for Rookie of the Week is J.K. Dobbins and, of course, Chase Young. So,
dude, the Buckeyes played
– Jordan Fuller had a pretty good game for the Rams, too.
Yeah, he did.
He had an awesome – that tackle on CeeDee Lamb on fourth down. I think he was second on tackles that day, too.
That was throwback Jordan Fuller. Like, if you watched him at Ohio State, you knew he was going to do that.
Yeah, a great play. If you watched Malik Harrison, had a nice day, four tackles, and he had a really nice pass breakup on Odell, covered him, played it perfectly.
Von Bell, the Bengals, was all over the field.
Making a Cincinnati team.
With the Buckeye running backs had a trifecta. All three scored. Zeke, Dobbins, and Hyde. That was big. Dwayne Haskins got a game ball.
Yeah, Dwayne Haskins showed out in the second half.
I've always been high on him because I love Ohio State, but I never got why people didn't like him in the draft and why, like, Daniel Jones was this guy. It's like, if you watch the two players in college, which, like, one person's team won games and the others didn't.
And it, like, Michael Jordan, the offensive line for the Bengals got better when Billy Price had to replace an injury. And the offensive line got better because, obviously, the last 3 minutes of the game, the Bengals played very well and had a chance to win. All Buckeyes played great, and I'm very proud to see that.
Yeah. It's getting to the point that I haven't counted, but could they field a 22-man roster?
Yeah, I think officially they can.
I think they're at 52 or something. They're like one guy short.
They had 56 on the roster, 56 opening day starters. I mean, not starters, but opening day rosters.
Wow. Active.
I think. I mean, a ton of them are wide receivers.
Yeah.
I mean, you could put at Haskins quarterback. You got the running backs, obviously.
Is Benjamin Victor on the Giants practice squad?
Yes. He's on the practice squad.
Yeah, him and Mac made the practice squad.
The only one I could think is maybe the tight ends. We wouldn't have a tight end.
Nick Vanette.
Vanette started and played?
Yeah. Him and Jake Buba.
Okay, and then you had Billy Price, Michael Jordan played, Pat Elflein played, Taylor Decker played, Andrew Norwell played.
Jack on
offensive line. Jack Newhart retired.
Did he?
Yeah.
Corey Linsley retire?
No. He starts starting center for the Packers.
Yeah.
And then on the defensive line you had both Bosas, Chase Young, Cam Hayward.
A nice interception.
John Simon. Just the list goes on and on. And then linebackers, you had
Jerome Baker with a hell of a play, Patriots.
Yeah. Ended in Jerome.
Yes, I mean, Jerome.
KJ Hill was returning kicks for the Chargers. Linebackers was Raekwon McMillan, Jerome Baker, and Malik Harrison. DBs, you can – Jeff Okuda, Arnett, Lattimore, Malik Hooker.
They're set, DBU set. And then,
we don't have a kicker. That's where it's at. We only have Cam Johnson.
Punter.
We have Cam Johnson.
Nugent will pick up him.
The Titans might pick him up the way that's going.
Hey, I'm telling you.
He's locked and loaded. He's
He missed all his field goals, but the one that counted, so he's got his job still. And then we even have a head coach, Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, there we go.
Like
we just fielded a roster without looking at anything.
Freaking Cam Johnson can kick field goals and
we'll open up a roster spot.
We don't need to kick field goals. We'll just go for two.
Yeah.
I mean, we got three running backs. We could do that.
Yeah. So this vote though, I don't know, like, do you think they're going to come out with it tomorrow at this point? Because I feel like every day it's been tomorrow. Oh, the next day. Oh, next week.
Yeah, like, we've been playing this game. I'm
not going to hold my breath.
No, I'm certainly not either. If it was easy to announce, they would have done it by now.
All right, here's something according to Bruce Feldman. This came out 10 minutes ago, and this will end the show on this note. Oh, wait, it's a video you'd have to watch with Joel Klatt, and I don't feel like playing the video.
I'll just look at what Sir Yah tweeted.
I'm telling you right now, if they end up playing, Sir Yah has to be on the show, like, because he's the only one that had faith the whole time.
He's been an MVP of this whole ordeal.
Yeah.
We've been DMing him on the account. He's a friend of ours. He follows us. But this is just getting ridiculous. I mean, it is. We're just waiting. It's like we're waiting for like the Pope to be announced. Like we know it's happening. I have a ton of reports right here. I'm just gonna go through my Twitter and see everyone who's reported it. It's been, I mean, countless names. We have Jack Park. We have the Ohio State historian, who apparently I did not know we had an historian until Friday night, where I got absolutely ratioed on Twitter for that. Bob Kennedy. Yeah, Bob Kennedy, the announcer. Jeff Petrakis, looks like a Wisconsin beat writer.
He was the one, I think, who like initially like opened up the floodgates on all of this.
Yeah, David Hookstead.
He had the first report.
Yeah, David Hookstead, the Nebraska president. Heather Dinich is saying stuff now. Like, just release the schedule. Release the schedule, Big Ten.
Yeah.
Who said that?
I said it.
Jeff Snook.
Jeff Snook. What did he post?
No, I'm just saying Jeff Snook is another name.
Yeah. Like, Barstool, Ohio State. All these people were like saying it's going to get announced. Sir Yah. I mean, just do it. Like, I need to make some memes on the account. Just, I'm already firing off like the season's beginning. Like,
so Holden, this guy named.
Give me a schedule. Just tell me it's back, and I'll go to bed happy, and we can work out all the details later.
They could release like one game. They could be like, hey, the third week of November, we're going to have Illinois versus Purdue. Yeah. Like, just be like, we have that so far. Just go one by one.
Pick up and watch that game.
Yeah.
But this is a guy, he's a big Cleveland Browns fan, goes by Reflog18. Says Big Ten withholding an announcement tonight just to prove Nebraska wrong with the meme of Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's A+.
So that's basically that meme right there is Kevin Warren. Kevin Warren is currently doing this right now to the Big Ten Nation.
Kevin Warren is sleeping right now.
Yeah. Big Ten Nation is asking to have a sleepover because all the other conferences' parents are letting them do it. And Kevin Warren's saying, like, they all jumped off a bridge.
Would you do it?
Anyways, we got to get going. 3 minutes to go on our Zoom meeting. Yay.
It's been an honor and a pleasure making my debut here. I've been following Dan's work. He's a close friend of mine. I really like everything you guys do here. I'm down for further collaboration.
we appreciate it, Mitch. Thanks for coming on and being the third voice. Just giving us something to talk about while we're
giving us some sanity tonight.
While we wait. If
two things I love, it's talking about Ohio State football and talking shit about other Big Ten schools.
At this point, I just want my nightmares to go over. I just want the Big Ten to make a decision. And I don't even care if they come out and say, we're not going to play. Like, just make a freaking decision and just hold it to it.
2020's been a rough year. But it hadn't really hit me how rough it was until they took away my Ohio State football. And then I was like, oh, now it's, now it's on.
But just to let you know, there was some normalcy this weekend. The Browns got embarrassed and the Bengals lost. So it gave me hope that 2020 can turn around somehow.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So that does it for another episode of the Bunch of Nuts podcast. Thank you for listening. And as always, go Bucks.